Welcome to Local Matters, Mountain Express's weekly news podcast. I am managing editor, news editor, Margaret Williams. We have coming up this week a small business issue, and we focus on everything from the job outlook to Mountain BizWorks. It's a local nonprofit in town that works with small businesses and entrepreneurs. They've named three top women entrepreneurs of the year, and they have a women's business conference coming up. So we look at a couple of issues there. We've also got a Q&A with Mountain BizWorks' Shaw Canale and the Women's Business Center director, Sharon Oxendean, among other things. We've got a story about conscious business. What's it mean to try to create a business in which you're trying to have a positive effect on the community?
As opposed to unconscious business.
As opposed to an unconscious business. Well, maybe we have some of those too. But in the package, we also have, and you heard that voice there, that is senior news reporter David Forbes.
Hey, y'all.
Who has a piece on the economic outlook. You attended a session not too many weeks ago about the overall picture of the crystal ball.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this was UNC Asheville's annual crystal ball economic seminar. And there were two economists, David Burson and James Smith. Both have long careers in business and the public sector. They both currently work for financial consulting groups. And they laid out what they saw as the issues. And both of them were fairly optimistic from different perspectives. These guys come from a business, kind of fairly conventional background, but they've said, the economy's starting to pick up. And if this works like other, economic pickups have, economic recoveries have, then, it won't be derailed by higher oil prices. It won't be derailed by upheaval, the earthquake in Japan or upheaval in the Middle East. That it will, start adding jobs as more jobs are added, more people have money, the housing sector will slowly but surely recover. And they were estimating that, things would continue to improve, relatively speaking. Also, some of them, Smith, for example, said that it was good that all this money was getting cut from the, federal budget, that we're finally dealing with our debt issue. Burson said that might be being done too soon. He had some, they had some differences of opinion. They both were fairly optimistic on the outlook. And I said education's more important than ever because there's the job paths have bifurcated, in Burson's words, to be high-paying, higher education, and low-paying. However, the economic outlook piece, that there are, of course, many different opinions of where the economy's going. And in introducing them, Joe Sulak, who's an economics professor at UNCA, mentioned that, it feels like a recession in many ways. There are a lot of people still are out of jobs. There is a lot of upheaval. And also for the article, we talked to Alexandra Sirota, who is the head of the NC Budget and Tax Center, which is part of the NC Justice Center, which focuses on low-income workers and their role in the economy and the impacts of policy on jobs and small businesses. And she had a somewhat different outlook. So that things are going the right way, but a lot of it can still be hampered by policy at the state level, which could hamper employment. Smith, wanted people to go out there and start shopping at more small businesses so to increase demand. He said that small business has lagged behind in this recovery. Sirota said one of the big problems is that banks are not freeing enough capital as they normally would for small business to use. That's hampering their ability to expand and solidify their own operations. She pointed out that a lot of the recovery has been in much more low-paying jobs and that there is our concerns about that because of at least feel very vulnerable to the economy. And Asheville especially, we have a number of statistics in this section as well about the local economic climate and the local, jobs climate period. And 42,900 people, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in the Asheville area work in the retail, service, and hospitality sectors. It's a city within a city, essentially. And those jobs are the most affected by downturn as far as people who might have gotten some seasonal hours aren't getting them anymore. So there is some, still some, a lot of volatility, a lot of concern over what's going to happen to this economy. And Sirota said that one of the things she's most concerned about is what comes out of Raleigh. She believes that the budget proposed by the State House has way too many cuts that are damaging more than constructive.
And we've done some reports on that, which I won't go into in right now. But we also have in the small business issue some positive kind of hopeful notes. Recent announcement that W.P. Hickman, which manufactures metal roof edge systems for commercial businesses, is expanding. We've also got a jobs outlook story, which things are cautious, I think, and we'll turn to Christopher George, our newest reporter, for that.
This is Christopher George, staff reporter with Express, and this week I have a couple of stories in the issue, and probably the biggest one of those is a story that I've been working on about jobs, unemployment, and underemployment in Buncombe County. What I found there was most people that I talked to, almost everyone that I talked to, was either decidedly grim or cautiously optimistic, with grim being far more prevalent. What I found talking to one of the most interesting things that I found was I was speaking with a man named Bill Whalen, who is a staff attorney for Pisgah Legal Services, and he called what's happened, looking at it from his point of view, which is helping low-income residents mostly with foreclosures. What he has found, what he called the situation, is an economic tsunami that has swept and is still sweeping across Buncombe County. And that was, you know, struck me at the time as maybe a little bit hyperbolic, but the more I spoke with people, the less the more people agreed with him. One of the most interesting statistics that I found was Buncombe County has a 7.7% unemployment rate, which is low for North Carolina. However, if you look a little bit deeper, the labor force has actually shrank by over 4,500 workers. So what you have is, with a situation where the unemployment rate is 7.7% as of March of this year, Buncombe County actually has 432 fewer people working than it had when the unemployment rate was 9.3%, because the labor force is so much smaller. So what that means is that a fair number of those people, from the people that I've spoken to, have dropped out of the labor force. They're no longer looking for work. They are, maybe some of them took early retirement. Maybe a few of them moved away. It's hard to know. But I thought that was really interesting to get behind that number. And I spoke to some other people too. I spoke to a couple of businesses that were hiring. FLS Energy is growing like crazy. They are a local solar company. They do solar installations for commercial and industrial buildings all over the region, and they're doing quite well and hiring some people from the beleaguered construction sector. And then I also spoke with Scott Hickman of W.P. Hickman Company, and they just expanded and are slowly starting to hire people on. So, you know, there are a few bright spots out there, but overall what I found was not a very happy picture, frankly. One of the other things that I did as part of the business issue, the small business issue, was I went out and got some quotes from some local small business owners about how they're coping. And that was a bit happier, I'd say, than the jobs and unemployment. A lot of small businesses are actually expanding now. Quite a few, at least some of the ones I talked to. And, you know, business is fairly good for them. And they say that speaks well of Asheville as a city and how it sort of dedicates itself to supporting small, locally owned businesses. And on the flip side of the economic picture, there's also that aspect of things that seems to be doing better, particularly when we're talking about businesses that have expanded. So I thought that was kind of an interesting way of looking at both sides of things there.
And now, in other money-related issues, Buncombe County commissioners dealt with their budget. And here for that report is reporter Christopher George.
This week's meeting, they went over the budget proposal that was coming from staff. County Manager Wanda Green went over it. The budget calls for a 1.7% increase. It's a total of almost $303 million. And though the county was able to save $7.9 million by implementing reduction plans, which included eliminating 93 county positions, although they were very quick to point out that though they eliminated those positions, they had found jobs for all but six of those people. Though they were able to cut that 7.9%, there was a increase of 1.7%, largely related to the construction of schools and rising healthcare costs and things like that. The budget itself has no tax increases, no property tax, no sales tax, no tax increases at all. And Wanda Green pointed out that this was the fifth year that Buncombe County has gone with no tax increases of any kind. The commissioners voted unanimously to hold a public hearing on the proposed budget at their next meeting on June the 7th. And the other thing that was really prominent in the commissioner's meeting was the sheriff's office fiscal year budget. They are asking for an additional $1.4 million over last fiscal year, which is a 1.25 of which is related to what they called inflationary added costs. Those are associated with increased salaries and earnings for longer serving officers. They apparently have very low turnover there. They said that is it's a good thing in one respect, in that they don't, you know, they have very highly trained officers and things like that. But it's a bad thing in another respect, that it raises costs because you pay those people more because they've been there longer. 84% of the total sheriff's office budget is salary and wages. The other additional funds they asked for was $197,000 in funding for part-time positions that they had funded through other means before, but now are asking the county to fund. They had reduced revenues for the year of around $288,000. Most of that due to lower detention center revenues, because they have a lower average population at the county detention center. It was 431 in 2009, and as of from January of this year to now, it is 375 is their average daily population. They also seized over $9 million in controlled substances and property related to that, and they said they used that to fund overtime pay and training ammunition and training and secure rifle racks for police vehicles. And that was basically what happened at your commissioner's meeting this week.
And that's it for Local Matters. Catch you next time.